This is the Dan and Maz Show.
This is great, isn't it?
I'm actually really pumped about this. Just when you thought we were going to stop talking about Blake Garvey, The Bachelor.
I have actually, I kind of said, what? We're done.
It's finished. It is the gift that keeps on giving.
This is a real treat.
This is fantastic.
Let's do a bit of a thank you. Was it Women's Day? Let's do a thank you to Women's Day for the level of vigorous journalism. Because I don't think this could possibly be made up. Because it's too perfect. It's too good. Some of the rumors, remember we were talking about pregnancy rumors and stuff like that. And we're like, yeah, they might be made up.
Yeah.
This is too good.
This is just a gold mine.
Go on, Maz.
So a woman has come forward.
A human woman
who claims that she dated Blake just before his stint on The Bachelor.
First of all, she's a flight attendant and she said that Blake slipped her his number.
Mm.
What a move. So he's done a bit of, and here's a piece of paper. And it's got the number on it.
Yeah.
And then they've gone out on a date.
Now, she claims that she went back to his place.
No, she went back to his mum's place where he lives.
That's okay. His place, he does live with his mum.
Yeah.
And she saw on his bed
at least
20 Cabbage Patch dolls.
What?
Now, she also claims that he wants to collect the entire range because there's
them all.
A few that he hasn't got yet.
Wow. She didn't get his bedroom confused and it's his mum's bedroom, definitely Blake's bedroom, covered in Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah, well, seriously, Blake, that is so perfect. That is the most perfect story.
Blake, what are you doing?
That explains why he just went on The Bachelor. It's what just collecting dolls. Probably just thought they were big dollies. Probably when he got Sam back to the hotel room after he proposed to her and she took her clothes off, he was like, no, that's too anatomically correct. No. Oh, do not want.
It's Blake. One of those stories that you do go, there's no way anybody has made this up. This has to be true.
You know you're on a bad date when you get back to the guy's house and before you can start doing anything, he has to remove the dolls from his bed.
The at least 20 Cabbage Patch dolls.
20!
At least!
Oh, Blake, this... Oh. He's not talking to the media anymore, so this is true, as far as we're concerned.
Well, look, he hasn't denied it.
Oh, it's all true.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, Australia, 131060. We want to know about your one-night stand surprises, because that is a surprise.
Is there a worse story than this? You've gone out on a first date. You've gone home with the person, and the thing that you saw in their house blew your mind for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've discovered?
Okay, so
can we do better than I don't know if we can.
Blake from The Bachelor.
I'm sure we can. There's some weird people out there.
Cabbage Patch dolls.
Three in this room.
On his bed.
Yeah, we want to know about your one-night stand surprise.
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you've seen in someone's bedroom or what have you?
Hello, Mark.
How you going?
Oh, we're good, Mark.
I'm pretty excited about your story. What have you seen? What happened?
Oh, well, a few drinks, met this lovely lady.
Sure you did, Mark.
She was lovely, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, back to her house there, done the deed, and look at the morning, mate, and looked
what,
up.
Sorry, go back, go back. Wait, what did you say? Back to her house and?
Done the deed.
Done the deed.
Who said romance is dead, hey?
Okay, keep going, Mark.
And then what happened?
Anyway, wake up in the morning there, looked up, and all these bloody, all these trolls.
Trolls?
Yeah, little trolls,
the troll dolls.
Funny heads.
With the big hair on them.
Hundreds. Probably 100 of them, I don't know. There's a fair few. On shelves next to the bed. I was gone.
I get a second date with me, sweetheart.
Wow, troll dolls.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them.
Why not?
Yeah.
Go on.
Exactly.
Just collect. Love your trolls. Collect your trolls.
On your mark.
Madison.
Hello.
Hey, what's your one-night stand surprise, babe?
So a couple of months ago, back at home, seeing the family, decided to go out. I went home with a guy, and his room is shared with his younger brother in a bunk bed.
Oh. Wait, did he have the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
Top.
So he had the top. Was the brother asleep in the bottom bunk?
Yes.
Oh no.
That is foul.
That just no.
So you had to clamber over little bro to get up there.
Yeah, and the bed squeaks, and they had Pokemon sheets.
Pokemon sheets! Madison, would you say that that is better or worse than 20 Cabbage Patch dolls?
Cabbage Patch dolls are pretty, they're not pretty dolls, so yeah. I think...
Man. Pokemon sheets!
Yeah. Pretty even.
Pretty even. There's a whole bunch of weirdos out there. Wow. Madison, your bunk bed mate could be the next Bachelor. Maybe.
He could.
There you go.
I think he might have gone geek, Beauty and the Geek, though.
All right. That's Dan and Maz.
The Dan and Maz Show. Online now, danandmaz.com.